And this is just a clean sound. So I'm going to go back to the first one to show you a couple of things in the menu system. I must admit, I do like it. I think it's useful. I think it has its limitations. But you're just not throwing away your money. So I want to show you something about the Capsims, which I find really good. So while I'm in the menu, I can now see what effects I've got. There are much better demos about the actual using this pedal. So I'm not going to go through that. I just really want to show you something. So this is the Fender Deluxe Vibro. I'm going to select it. That is the effect that's running. And then I press enter again, I'm in it. So I can actually find, the gain is now set to this. So this gain is kind of not necessary anymore. You don't have to worry about this. When I put the pedal down, it puts the gain up and down. And that is in the cap simulator itself. I can switch this tube up and down. And it's probably it's the tube simulation. The level of the patch or the amp as such. Treble, mid and bass, which are pretty much all set standard. The presence, I can turn that up. I hate a lot of presence on any amp, even proper amps. I just don't like it. The cab that I'm playing this out is a Tangerine, which is, according to Zooms, according to this thing, is the orange, the big 4x12 orange cab. But here is the wee piece that I actually want to display, if you can see that. The out is set to a stack power amp. So you can actually set this guy to start from the top line. So if you want to listen to it through your earphones to get the most realistic sound, use line. Or this can also go into a desk or your recording equipment or maybe a DI, something like that. A combo front. So if it goes into the front, so into the amp's preamp. If it's going to the stacks preamp, or if it goes straight into the power amp of the combo, like I've got right now, or the power the stack in the power the power amp of the stack, and they do actually make a difference, and they do make sense. So I've got it on the stack power amp. I think it sounds just fine. I'm going to leave it at that, and that will be the end of this demo. Maybe we can just run through kind of like the main effects. If I wanted to add, this is a bit of an afterthought, but if I wanted to add an effect, you can quickly see there's your dynamics and your filters, your overdrives and distortions, your amp models, your modulations, your delays and reverbs, and all of them I find pretty damn fine. It's also got all the different pedals, so if I need to take this out, but here we have Vox pedal, Crybaby, Wah, all sorts of lovely things. So, let me just get rid of this guy again. Don't like compressors. And boom, we're back to normal. So, it's a bit fiddly on the menus. However, it is pretty damn powerful. So let's do one more thing, actually. Why don't we quickly check out the looper, because it's actually pretty nice. Let's see if we can do this live. Let's go to the rhythm. Let's play the rhythm. I think this is a bit too fast. That's too fast, so we'll go decreasing. Not going anymore, but anyway. So when the rhythm is applied, it will always record in the same way. It'll actually count you in. So stepping on it, it becomes pretty hard to get the timing right because you need to take your hand off the guitar. So I'm going to do that now. In fact, let's give it a shot actually. Shows everything it needs to show, and that is the G1 Exxon by Zoom, and I think it's one hell of a buy, especially for the price. So go out and get one. Thank you very much.